In our call to worship today, I want to take you to the first verse of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We're going to begin a series this year in the book of 1 Thessalonians. When I was a young preacher, way back in 1988, I started a Sunday night series on 1 Thessalonians. And because I only preached every other Sunday or so on Sunday night, it took me almost 3 years to go through the little book. But I've learned so much since that time, and I'm praying that in this study I will be able to share things that I've learned through the years from God's Word in this particular passage. But in the first verse it says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting to me that twice in this first verse, God the Father's name is mentioned and the Son's name is mentioned twice. What's the purpose of sharing that twice? He's emphasizing, of course, the lordship, the headship of God the Father and Jesus Christ over the church. We need to be reminded of that. The church is His body. We are part of the body. We make up all the pieces and parts of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. And as such, we're not to act independent of the body. We are to act in sympathy and in sync with the Son, Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. I pray that as we begin this series, we might understand and know that the head of the church is Jesus Christ. And we are His people. There are two things that Paul desired for these people that were part of this church that had just been started. He's writing to them from Corinth. He's left them after a period of about 3 months that he spent there in Thessalonica before he was cast out of the city. And he says to them, I want two things to come to you. I want God's grace to come to you, and I want God's peace to come to you. Grace and peace are not just salutary statements. They are the lifeblood of the Christian life. Do you need God's grace? Do I hear an amen? Yes, we do. We need God's grace. Do we need God's peace? Yeah, the Bible describes it as peace that passeth all understanding. You can have both of these in a chaotic world. To know the grace of God ministering in your daily life, every day of your life, and then having that peace that Jesus Christ brings to His children. These are two wonderful words that should not be run over quickly. They should be meditated upon as believers of the gift that we have in Jesus Christ. He is the personification of grace. He is the personification of peace. And we have Him. We are in Christ Jesus, Paul told the Galatian believers and the Ephesian believers. And so, what a wonderful verse to begin this series on, and our call to worship today is to be reminded that God the Father and God the Son desires to give to us grace and peace. And boy, do we need it, especially in the times in which we live.